Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, mobile. Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, mobile.
4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec.
4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, I believe is right. This is Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Donnie in Central South Carolina, how are you?
All right, this is Greg here in Greer, South Carolina.
Hope you're having a wonderful day. Beautiful sunny weather. Mild temperature. Can't beat that, can you?
You had a hum and now it's gone. It like disappeared.
Miles, my radio is plugged into my cigarette lighter, so that could probably cause some type of interference or hum. Yeah, that's wild. I don't know what I did. I didn't adjust anything, I hope.
It came back.
My hope is it irritable? I don't want to be sitting here transmitting with a crazy sounding hum and buzzing somebody's ears off.
Beautiful day.
I like the day. Like it now. Enjoying it. Might be time to build a fire this evening, I reckon.
I have. I got an FT-991.
Dual band Yaesu FT-7900.
That's discontinued, isn't it?
Not exactly sure. It might be. But I found it for such extras and just couldn't pass it up.
That's all band, isn't it?
Got AM... FM, I don't know if it's got 10 or 6 meters, but it receives on 8 different, I don't know, I can't think of it right now, my mind drew a blank, but yeah, it only does 70 centimeters and 2 meters. FT-991.
Really like the 991. It is awesome. It really is awesome. I also got a FT-DX10. It actually has a little more sensitivity than the 991. But the 991 is really awesome.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good things about it. This is my first time ever having a Yaesu, so I'm hoping it does pretty well for me for the time being.
I got all Yaesu. It just happened to be that way.
Have you tried any other radios, like ICOM or anything?
Tried a couple. I got a couple 10-watt Chinese ones that are not too bad. They're handheld.
Roger that. I've got a cheap Chinese... what's it called? A TYT. It's a pretty good radio for what I paid for it. I use it as a base station at the house. I've also got a Kenwood, I think it's a Tango Mic 281 Alpha. It's just 2 meter only. And that was a good radio for the price.
I get some of those Kenwood, especially that 200 watt version that does. And there's a 200-watt version that does CW, encode, and decode, all band.
Pretty awesome. What's it called again?
Exactly. It's a 990, but it's like a TS-990, and but it's real. I think it's real expensive. It's like 10K. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's a little out of my ball game there. I don't think I could do that.
The way I feel, I just look at it and say, oh man, I could love to do the CW encode decode.
Roger that, but I mean, for the price, it's a little steep, ain't it?
Maybe 8K or something, but it's still too steep. If you get up to about over 2K, I start losing interest.
Kind of like a Rolex watch. If I was to ever have crazy amounts of money, I don't even know if I could still buy one because I'd be too scared to wear it.
FPX1, and you look at the Optima version, that's like pushing real close to 2K. It's like, man, that's just a little steep.
Now, with that other radio, when you were talking about the encoder and decoder for CW, does it basically tell you what's being transmitted? I guess you don't have to kind of translate it yourself. It does it for you.
But you type it in, okay, and it'll receive, and I think it displays what you type too.
That is fancy. That's pretty neat. But I don't know. For that price point, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
I was trying to learn CW there for a little while. You know, learning the characters, you know, and the dots and dashes of the dits and dahs, that's not the hard part. It's actually listening to it, especially when someone's fast with it, and trying to jot it down on paper, or I guess translate is what I like to say, but that was hard for me, and even trying to practice listening to Morse code, I struggled with trying to, I guess, decode it.
Yaesu FT-DX10, and it decodes CW, displays it.
That's really cool. I've never really got to play around with CW. I've listened to it on my HF rig a little bit, but like I say, trying to keep up with some of these guys who are well seasoned at it, it's hard.
That's the only way I got into ham radios, when they dropped the CW, I actually got to retirement and they dropped the CW. It's like, oh, wow, hell, this is easy.
I do remember some older hams I've talked about how they had to learn CW in order to pass their test. But yeah, I'm glad that I didn't have to go through that, because if I send it, I could probably do maybe okay, but if I had to decode what it said, yeah, there's no chance.
Exactly what you're saying. My hearing is bad from the military, and I don't know. I'm 76 now. I don't think I could get up to speed.
Yeah, Roger that. You know, I watched on YouTube, was messing around looking at Morse code and stuff on YouTube, and I come across one. It was the transmissions between Titanic and trying to, you know, get out to the Carpathia and I think it was the California ships, but the way those guys, I don't know if it was sped up like in the video, but if those guys were doing it that fast, man alive, I don't see how they ever learned it, because those guys were so fast. I mean, it almost all sounded like one long tone. It was wild. But then again, I don't know if it was just sped up for the video or if that was like actual speed those guys could type at.
I don't know either. That was, and plus the radios, they were terrible back then. I don't know if they were doing spark gap transmission or what.
You know, running those radios, you were constantly moving. It wasn't just, you know, sitting there and transmit and receive, transmit. I bet they constantly were turning some type of knob. I mean, I don't know anything about those older radios, but I just, you know, from what I heard about, like, some old Heath kids, like, you gotta warm them up just to talk on them, so I can only imagine. KQ4, BGE for ID.
KQ.
Get into this fine, beautiful day.
Think anything. Just on the radio a little bit.
Zach, you been playing with HF any today?
Yeah, I got my antenna set up. I got a Alpha V antenna, and I got it dialed at the 10-meter band. I was just on it.
Doing? Is it pretty clear right now?
Yeah, the band's doing good. There's quite a few signals there. I was talking to a guy in Canada.
Yeah, I haven't been on HF in a little while. I went and bought a Pac-12 antenna to do some POTA, and went out one time for my first POTA, tried it out, got the park activated, was making contacts like crazy. I went to go do a second run, and my power supply wasn't working right, so I haven't been able to be on HF for a while.
Well, the 20-meter band. But they had this, the Blue Ridge had this 10-meter, and I just missed it. It was supposed to be at 7:30. And I just missed it. I was like 7:36, and there was nobody on.
Just barely missed it. Dang. Well, I bet you'll catch them next time.
Yeah, plus the band looked like it was dead. I don't know if at 7:30 it looked like, man, there was nobody on there.
Yeah, they done packed up and left, and said sayonara.
Can find somebody on the 20 meters, but the 10 meters was dead.
Even when the conditions aren't even great, you can still find one or two on 20 meters. I've yet to get on 80 meters, 6 or 10. No, I've been on 10. But I've not been on 180 or 6 meters yet. Hopefully sometime in the near future I can get on there.
I've never been on the 80 or the 160.
Either. I still want to try it out at some point. Something I've been wanting to try out here recently was Slow Scan TV. I got me some software for it. It's kind of on a budget, but it works. But I haven't found anybody to. I talked to one gentleman, him and another guy, and we talked about doing some simplex. I sent the guy an email. I just haven't heard back from him. Hopefully, do some simplex slow scan.
I'm not usually in Greer. I got a sailboat in Brunswick where I'm usually at. But I just had back surgery about 2 months ago, and I'm still going to physical therapy for that. I had a L4, L5 fusion with titanium plate and 4 screws.
I feel your pain. Just 2 years ago, I blew out my L4S5 disc and had to have surgery. And then apparently when I blew that one out, I torn the disc above it without knowing and then blew it out. So, man, I hope that surgery gave you some relief, man, because back pain ain't nothing to deal with, man. I'm telling you, that's something else.
This surgery really helped. It got to the point where I could get up in the morning and I could walk, but by the time the evening would come around, I would be crawling. It was like, I was getting these steroid shots for a while. The first one was awesome, worked great. The second one, about, oh, 4 years later, couldn't stand anymore. We got the second one, and it kind of worked. And then, the only good for about 3 months. And then after about 5 months, I had to have another one. So I went and got my third one, and it didn't do anything. And I go, oh, well, I guess they have to go for surgery.
Man, brother, I feel you on that. Yeah, when I first blew out my disc, I went to the hospital, and the doctor's like, oh, you're fine. You need to get up and move around. If you sit still, then you'll get worse. You need to keep moving. And I'm like, listen, lady, I can't walk hardly. I said, I barely made it into the hospital. I said, you're going to have to do something. I said, something's not right. And she said, no, get up and walk. I said, I am not walking. She tried to get me walk down the hallway. Well, long story short, I went home that night, and my legs went numb. And come to find out, I was on the verge of cutting my nerves in half. It was excruciating pain, so I could only imagine what you were going through.
Past the surgery now. Only thing is I have some sciatic pain on my right side, and it's like it's starting to go away. I hear it goes away like about 3 months, but my back feels great, man.
Brother, I'm glad it does, man. And did they try to give you or help your sciatic in any way? They tell me there's nothing that they can really do for it. Did they try to help you in any way with your sciatic?
No. No, the only thing I did for the sciatic, I had this Sonpaz kind of painkiller for the skin. That helped. But they didn't do anything at all. They said it'll probably go away. And I could kind of feel that it is going away slowly. But, yeah, so I'm about 2 months out. Maybe about the third month it'll be gone.
4BGE for ID. Yeah, hopefully it'll subside and you won't have any pain. Because I'm telling you, I broke my wrist. I broke both the bones in my forearm completely off the wrist. They had to put a plate and screw it together. But that happened when I was like 18, so luckily I was able to bounce back a lot quicker. But I told my wife, I said, I'd break my wrist 100 times over than to have to deal with this back situation like I had to. That was excruciating.
I understand the hum on your radio. It comes and it goes. When it's gone, it's great, but what kind of power supply are you running?
It's just rigged into my cigarette lighter. It was like that when I bought it from a gentleman. So I just plugged it into my cigarette lighter.
Figure it out, because sometimes it sounds great.
Oh, maybe I could adjust some of my power settings. I don't know how to... That's what's crazy is it does have a heat sink fan on it, but the radio is all the way in the trunk, so I can't really... I just don't know what would cause the hum. It could just be an interference from my car. I don't know.
I got toroids on the power leading to the radio.
I haven't tried that. Still dealing with some back issues, so I wasn't really able to run the wire through the firewall, so I just went ahead and plugged it in with the cigarette lighter. Maybe one day I'll be able to hook it straight to the battery.
Where'd you get the radio at?
Coming out. It came with the radio, external speaker, come with diamond antenna mount, extra audio cable, mounting brackets. I mean, came with the works. It was basically a whole setup.
You know, I see a problem, though, with ham radio, though. I've been to several flea markets, and, you know, I don't see any young kids anymore. They're not interested at all. Now they got cell phones, they're not interested in radio at all.
That's quite surprising to me, because when I was younger, we were all, in the CB radio and stuff in high school. But then again, I'm 36, so we didn't grow up with cell phones. So, I mean, they were around eventually when I got into high school, but that was kind of like the way I was able to communicate with my friends was through CB radio. But I've always enjoyed radio, and then I was introduced to ham radio, and I always thought it would be too expensive, so I never really pursued it until a buddy of mine, you know, we always talking about being prepared and stuff, and, you know, it's like, well, we should look into it. So I got into it, and I've enjoyed it ever since. It's a wonderful community. I mean, ham radio operators, some of the nicest people. I mean, not even never seeing you, giving you the shirt off their back. It's just been an awesome, welcoming experience, and I enjoy it very much.
Same with me. I started out when I was a kid. I always had shortwave radio, but I never did learn Morse code. Then I went into the Vietnam War was going on, and I went out and took the test for electronics of the Air Force, and I worked in electronics like about 35, 40 years. So when I retired, man, it was like taking a test was a piece of cake.
Much as that. You said you were getting into electronics or radio when the Vietnam War was going on?
I didn't get into ham radio then, but I was in I worked avionics on aircraft. I was in Vietnam when I repaired ADF, IFFVR, Tacan, Glidescope, Tonoco, Lazar, Marker Beacon, airborne radar on the aircraft.
Yeah, sorry, I was in a little bit of a bad spot there. So you're a service member, am I assuming correctly?
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your service from me and on the behalf of my family. It is very much appreciated that you served our country, and we appreciate you. Can I ask, how old were you when President Kennedy was shot?
I can't remember that now. I was thinking I was maybe 12, something like that, 10 or 12. About 12, I think.
Do you remember where you was at when you heard the news?
Yeah, maybe I was like 8 or something. I think I was in grade school. They took us all down to the cafeteria.
That's wild. And that's just something I kind of take interest in. I've watched a lot of stuff about JFK and his assassination. I don't know why I got into it, but here recently, just a couple months ago, I got real heavy into it. I don't know. Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald did it?
I think he did it. Actually, what you know what worries me now is Putin. I think Putin is the Hitler of the 21st century, and the world needs to wake up.
Putin kind of sideways here the past couple of years. I don't know. I hate that nobody can find common ground anymore. It just always seems so black and white with everybody now.
It's the way that politics is, too.
I can't speak for, like, you know, the later years, but I like to think that, you know, at least, you know, for the later years, that at least a lot of people had common ground and wasn't so cutthroat and black and white. But then again, like I say, I'm still a young boy. I'm only 36, so I can't speak on the years past. But I like to think that, you know, in years past, people were a lot more level-headed than they are now. I know common sense sure isn't common anymore, and that's a fact. Some of the things that go on now is mind-boggling. And, you know, I kind of blame cell phones and stuff for it, too. You know, youngsters now, they're just so stuck on electronics that that's all they ever think about. And, you know, I remember when we used to go outside, man, alive. The sun was out, I better be outside the house. I better not be sitting inside the house.
I agree with that. I'm in the house because talking on the radio here. This 991 is in my daughter's house.
Yeah, I remember growing up building forts in the woods and, you know, riding bikes without helmets, riding cars without seat belts. Lord have mercy. A lot of things have changed in my short little life. I only wonder what my kids are going to see change.
What you saying? I see my my grandson. He also wants to play the video games.
I mean, I enjoy a video game from time to time, but most of the time I'm never on it unless it's, you know, late in the evening. Can't be outside. Stuff like that, but I can't sit there and play them for hours on end. I might play 20 or 30 minutes, and then I gotta go find something to do.
If you're just saying, I can't get him interested in damn radio or nothing, man. They all go, oh, we got cell phones now.
So that's with me. Like, I try to get my kids interested in it as well. They don't seem to show no interest, but. You know, it's so funny, a lot of people are, even my age, are like that. They're like, why would I need a radio when I have a cell phone? And then Helene hit, and then you got them asking you, you got any extra radios you'll sell? And it's like, well, not really. Sorry. You know, we tried to tell you.
I got to get busy here and get outside.
Get you a nice cold glass of sweet tea and get out on that porch and rock a little bit if you can. I don't know if you have a porch or a rocking chair, but get out there and enjoy the weather. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your service. It's very much appreciated. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo 73. See you, friend, and I'll let you tie the ribbon.
Thank you for that. That service to me was, I was fortunate. It was just the education. This is KO4WTQ Clear.